February 4th will be played in Minnesota this year. And it will feature the New England Patriots and Philadelphia Eagles. Justin Timberlake is the halftime performer. Pink will be singing the national anthem. And one of my favorite parts about the Super Bowl are the commercials. When you watch the Super Bowl, you see the commercials, the TV ads. I posted on my Facebook page some past funny ads that are about 10 of them. And they're short, brief clips of all 10, some of the best football ads ever. Going back as far as the Coca-Cola commercial with Mean Joe Green, where this kid says, "Hey, Joe, here's a Coke," after Mean Joe Green, a big giant football player, had finished a game. He took the kid's Coke. He drank the whole bottle. And then the kid looked obviously disappointed that his, you know, the player drank his whole bottle. So the kid turned around and started walking out of the tunnel that he was in. And Joe Green said, "Hey, kid," and threw him his jersey. Which is something, I mean, that's to get an actual football player's jersey from a game like the Super Bowl or something, that's amazing, worth a lot of money. So that was kind of a cool commercial. There's a whole bunch of them on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. This year's going to be great. They're starting to talk a little bit about the ads. One of them I've heard about already. It's an ad for Doritos. Dorito always comes up with some funny ads, some really good, memorable ads. Morgan Freeman will be rapping in a Doritos ad. And he's taking lessons from Missy Elliott on how to rap right now. And that's going to be cool. February 9th, I did mention, that's the Olympics. Another big sporting event in February that's coming up, the Winter Olympics. All right, we're moving right along with a request here now from Ian in the UK for Sir Elton John, who announced, as I mentioned a little while ago, his final tour. It's going to be a 3-year tour. It's going to be 300 shows. And he's called it the Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour, which begins on February 2nd. And he will be going to Europe, North America, Asia, South America, going all around the world, 300 shows. And he said that, you know, he's not leaving because he's ill or something. He said, "I've had a good run. I'm 70 years old. I've been doing this 50 years. And I want to go out and leave people thinking that I saw his last tour and it was fantastic." That's the memory he wants people to leave with. And he also said, "My kids will be 8 and 10 when the tour ends in 2021. So my priorities now are my children, my husband, and my family. And this is the end." Here's Sir Elton John on Border Crossings for Ian in the UK. And one of the great memories Elton John has given us over the years, this one's called Tiny Dancer. You've got Border Crossings.